Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump said he's ordering the deployment of troops to Washington, D.C., and threatened to do the same in other cities in response to violent unrest following the death of George Floyd. Some critics have questioned the move by law enforcement to disperse protesters near the White House to allow the president to take a photo standing outside a church yesterday. Last night, protesters defied curfews in a number of cities. In Minneapolis, two separate autopsy reports concluded that Floyd's death in police custody was a homicide, but emphasized different causes. The Congressional Budget Office said the U.S. economy could take the better part of a decade to fully recover from the pandemic. The nonpartisan agency said the trillions in stimulus spending so far will only partially make up for the economic damage. And some Facebook employees staged a virtual walkout to protest CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decision to leave up a post from President Trump about the recent unrest. It said, quote, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." On Twitter, more than a dozen Facebook employees said the president's post violates internal rules about inciting violence. Zuckerberg has said the president's post would remain, despite the CEO's personal view that it is, quote, "deeply offensive." For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.